Morning, Brad. You got a dog's a greyhound name for us?
No, I don't actually.
Well, this smart aleck has said, "Name it after Slat's All About Me." Well, that's nice, isn't it, mate?
What about the
anyway,
other one?
No. Okay, I've got a name then.
Nine times in the 90s.
It's a long name. Okay, I've got one for you, smart aleck. Lord Century. Yeah, that's got a ring to it.
Because Brad,
it's right up that alley.
We're thinking about the great marketing idea for the Big Sports Breakfast. So we're going to do the Richmond Riches sales, and we should get a dog for the program. We're just looking for a name.
That's very good. Well,
you can be involved. Yeah, you can be involved.
Yeah, sounds good.
Breakfast
yeah,
something. Yeah. What about 4 a.m.?
What about
3:30 a.m.?
Blackheart Bart.
Yes, he's going to miss Sandown now, and he's heading back to Perth, back home for the Railway Stakes later this month. So the decision was made in the last day or so. It'll be his first start in Perth since joining Darren Weir's stable. Of course, he was from Perth before going over to Weary Stables. So, yeah, we'll see him in there later this month. Blackheart Bart, of course, we've got the three group races in Perth this weekend, including the WA Champion Filly Stakes, which will see Mikimoto try to keep her unbeaten record intact. So we should see if she can do that in the WA Champion Filly Stakes.
And what's happening in harness racing?
Yeah, this big clash being talked up next month in the Inter-Dominion final in Perth. It's shaping as an absolute beauty between Lazarus and Lenny the Shark. Of course, Lazarus won the New Zealand Trotting Cup, the country's race, richest race, by 5.5 lengths on Tuesday. The absolute star over there. And his only defeat last season was a third to Lenny the Shark in the Miracle Mile. So the argument out is Lenny the Shark better, or is New Zealand's Kiwi's Lazarus the king? So I guess we'll find out next month. But yeah, we don't talk harness racing too often, but it's going to be an outstanding clash, and can't wait for it in the Inter-Dominion final in Perth next month.
Is Lenny the Shark going as good now as it was, you know, a couple of years ago?
Oh, look, I'm probably no sort of harness racing expert, but you'd have to think that Lazarus might hold the edge.
Yeah.
But saying that, you know, Lenny the Shark's going to have the home ground advantage in Australia, and, you know, they've got to travel over, don't they, from New Zealand, so it's interesting to see.
The Gay Waterhouse-Adrian Bock combination, Brad, were the outstanding performance, really. I know there are eight different Group 1 races and eight different trainers won those Group 1s, but Gay and Adrian had an outstanding time in Melbourne. Now their attention turns back to Sydney racing.
Yeah, they had a great time. Like you said, obviously won the Oaks with Pino and a host of other races. I spoke to Adrian Bott yesterday. They've got a good team in at Rose Hill on Saturday, including Sedan, so we'll see her come back. This talented mare, she beat Interlocutor and Up and Rolling in a race at the Provincials last preparation. She won a trial by 5 lengths recently in really strong fashion. So they're really confident she can strike a blow first up, and also upbeat that Kabiza Devaka can back up his first up win and go on with the job on Saturday as well. So yeah, the two really interesting runners for them, but the stable no doubt on fire.
And Port Macquarie today?
Yeah, just the one at Port Macquarie, race 6, number 3, Patriot, a former Peter and Paul Snowden trained horse, now with John Sprague at Port Macquarie. Won a Geelong maiden last start, beating a couple of subsequent winners, a bit of form out of that race. Hopefully he can go on with a job up at Port Macquarie. That's race 6, number 3, Patriot.
And that Tiki Bar actually got out to a better price yesterday. I think it was about $2.35, Brad, you tipped it.
Yeah, we were hoping it would get the drift, and it did. Yeah. Didn't think it would get out to that. I thought it would get out to $2 at least, but $2.35 was nice in the end. Didn't win convincingly, but got the job done, and that's all they paid, fortunately.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it? So race 6, number 3, Patriot. Keep up the good form, Brad. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Brad Davidson from the Daily Telegraph. he's been spot on. He's been spot on with his tips, and another one getting up yesterday. Just repeating that, Port Macquarie today, race 6, number 3, Patriot.